Now, during the week, as I mentioned, I went away to Townsville and I was doing a job up there with the police for Channel 9. When I got back to Brisbane, and I'll make it very clear, the taxi was paid for by Channel 9, but I hopped in the taxi and I was travelling home. But lo and behold, when I was in the back of the cab, I just left the airport. The meter was on $22. And I literally just got in it. It was on $21. It was a $16 tariff, and then it was about $5 or $4.80 for the toll that we were about to use on the Gateway Motorway. Now, again, I'll be very clear. It was for work, so I won't pay for the taxi, but it doesn't matter. It's the sheer cost of the taxi. So I ran Blair Davies from he's the CEO of the Taxi Council Queensland. He does a great job. And I've asked him to come on the program this morning for a bit of a please explain. And he joins me on the line. Blair, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, you got it, Peter. How you doing?
Very well. Look, I was shocked that I'd only been in the taxi for a short time and it was already at $21. But you did say to me something quite interesting, that maybe the cab driver may have been pulling the wool over my eyes.
Yeah, look, Peter, from the 1st of October last year, cab drivers have to put the meter on for every hail and rink job right from the get-go. They can't negotiate a fare with the customers. And so coming out of the airport, there should have been, if it was between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m, there should have been a flag full of $3.40. Mm. Or if it was after 7 p.m, it would have been $5.50. There's a toll to get out of the airport of $4.54. Mm-hmm. So somewhere around about either $8 or $10, depending on your time of day.
Yeah.
That's what the cab should have had.
So not a $16 charge.
Absolutely not. Mm. And we're worried that there are cab drivers still doing the wrong thing. Small number of them, but they're causing the industry to come into disrepute.
Yeah,
I can
of course.
Apologise for you that it seems you were charged the wrong fare.
Yeah, no, I mean, and thank you so much for that. When I rang you and you did make that point that there are some cab drivers that are still doing it, well, I couldn't believe it. I should have questioned him further, and I still have the receipt, which I will send through to you. I've forgotten to do so, but I should have questioned him further as to find out, like, I mean, I'd love to put the call out to people, to our listeners, Blair, because I can give you some feedback. So if you have been charged extra from the airport or in a taxi lately, let me know. It's not just the cabbies that do it. Uber does it as well. It's not easy for the cabbies, though, considering that there is this competition gouging between them and Uber. It's obviously it's a far more competitive world. But you talk about the cab driver's behaviour. It was under the microscope when plenty of people were reporting that cabbies were trying to do it off the meter. You can understand why, because they're trying to earn a quid, but you can't do it.
Absolutely not, Peter. I think prior to the days of Uber, cab drivers knew that the government regulated the fares. Both the hail rank and even booked trips were regulated by the government. Uber's come along with their dynamic pricing and being able to charge people multiple times the normal fare. And I think that's created this sense in the cab driver that, well, there's some flexibility around fares. Unfortunately, they're wrong. Hail and rank jobs are still regulated by the government. There's a maximum fare there to make sure they stay affordable for everybody in the community. And cab drivers can't make up their own fares but hail and rank jobs.
Has the crackdown worked? I mean, have you seen a decrease in the bad behaviour?
We think we have. This experience that you've had is seems to be less and less these days. But we are still saying to the Department of Transport, they need their compliance officers out there, visible, trying to catch the cab drivers that are doing the wrong thing and penalise them, because the overwhelming majority of cab drivers do the right thing. And it's their reputation
is
being sullied by these folks.
There's so many good cabbies out there, Blair, and I hate when people say, oh, I'm just going to get Ubers. I get taxi wherever I can get a taxi. Wherever it's possible to get a taxi. Yes, I use Uber. Of course I do, because sometimes it is more convenient. But there are still so many good cabbies out there that you get in, you have a chat, there's a paper on the back seat, you get a bottle of water, all those things that you used to expect from the cabbie or you used to get from the good old traditional cabbie.
Yeah, absolutely, Peter. And there's plenty of stories around where cabbies are supporting their community. Somebody who's a regular customer who doesn't have the fare, they're either giving them credit or giving them a free trip. They're helping people who are struggling with either luggage or they've gone down to the shops and they're a pensioner and they're struggling to get the shopping to their front door. The cabbies quite often are going above and beyond. And then we've just got a few cab drivers who want to take advantage of people. And that's the story that we hear about, not all the good stories.
No, that's
important for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, good on you, Blair. If I get any more examples of it here, people might email me in or call me. I'll send them straight through to you.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Peter.
Good on you. There he is, Blair Davies, the CEO of the Taxi Council Queensland. He does a fantastic job. But if you can help us out, let us know. I mean, it looks like this cab driver's pulled the wool over my eyes. $21 before it even left the airport, a $16 tariff. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. If it's happened to you, please send me an email at weekends@4bc.com.au or send us a text and I can let them know because we need to make it stop. And I know there is so many honest cabbies out there. The majority of cabbies are honest, but if it is still happening, let us know, because then the transport minister here, Bart Mellish, he can crack down on it as well, as Mark Bailey did when he was minister.